From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Liberia's National Elections Commission was expected to begin releasing provisional results Wednesday from the West African nation's presidential runoff election. Mariama Diallo has more on the election as a football star and the vice president compete to replace Africa's first female head of state.
State radio correspondents reported unofficial results overnight indicating that former international soccer player George Weah led in several counties, but election authorities warned the two parties to stop making premature pronouncements. This is the first time in more than 70 years the nation founded by freed American slaves will see one democratically elected government hand over power to another. Results will be announced progressively, though the Elections Commission has 2 weeks to give final results. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Wednesday he was organizing a nationwide rally on January 28th to support his call for a boycott of next year's presidential election. Speaking on video, he said it's important to take part in his boycott, not to defend him, but to defend one's own right to make Russia better. Russia's Central Election Commission voted on Monday to bar Navalny from running in that election next year. Russian news reports say that at least four people have been injured by an explosion at a supermarket in St. Petersburg. No one has claimed responsibility. The investigative committee has sent experts to look into the explosion. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. Wednesday, Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan called Syrian President Bashar al-Assad a terrorist and said it was impossible for Syrian peace efforts to continue with him.
About Syria, first of all, it is impossible to continue with Assad. Why? How can we embrace the future with a Syrian president who has killed close to a million of his citizens?
Turkey has long demanded the removal of Assad from power and backed rebels fighting to overthrow him, but has toned down its demands since it started working with Assad's allies, Russia and Iran, in the search for a political solution in Syria. And Syria's government is allowing the evacuation of nearly 30 critically ill people from a besieged Damascus suburb, where hundreds requiring medical treatment have been prevented from reaching hospitals only minutes away. The government recently tightened its siege of eastern Ghouta, home to some 400,000 people, leading to severe shortages of food, fuel, and medicine as winter sets in. It is not clear if all will be evacuated in one batch on Wednesday or over the next few days. The International Committee of the Red Cross is partnering with the local Syrian Arab Red Crescent to handle the evacuations. The Army of Islam, a prominent rebel group in eastern Ghouta, said the critically ill will be evacuated as part of a deal that was conditional on it releasing an equivalent number of captives. U.S. President Barack Obama told Britain's Prince Harry one danger of the internet is that people can have entirely different realities and surround themselves in information that reinforces their current biases. White House correspondent Peter Hyland has more.
Prince Harry interviewed President Obama in September for Wednesday's broadcast on BBC Radio. The former U.S. leader, who left office in January after serving 8 years, said it is important that online communities move offline and allow people to get to know each other. He added that in person, it's more difficult to be as obnoxious and cruel as people can be online. Obama said he missed the work of the president because it was fascinating, but that he had a sense of serenity in leaving the office and now has the ability to focus his efforts on long-term problems in a way he could not while in the White House. Peter Heinlein, VOA News.
Zimbabwe's new president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has appointed the country's former military commander as one of his two vice presidents, according to state media. This deepens concerns about the military's influence after the ouster of Robert Mugabe last month. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.